This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in the studios of NPR West.
And I'm Madeline Brand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Alex, I came here to cover the Democratic presidential debate, but, you know, Hillary, Barack, John, Dennis, they're not the only game in town here. Taking up a lot of the hotel rooms here, realtors. The National Association of Realtors annual convention is being held here this week.
That's almost as big a story as the Democratic debate, maybe even bigger because the housing news is just terrible. Prices down, people losing homes, subprime mortgage fallout, all causing really big problems at investment banks.
Yeah, so I thought I'd go to the Venetian Casino and find out what realtors are saying about what's happening in their various markets. And Alex, I was a little surprised.
My name is Luann White.
And where are you from?
I'm from Fargo, North Dakota.
And how is the market in Fargo, North Dakota?
Actually, the market in Fargo is quite stable. We are experiencing a strong market.
Deborah Allen with Prudential Arizona Properties.
What's it like in your markets?
The Arizona market is still thriving. We have a lot of job growth, a lot of relocation because of the great weather that we have. So it's a good market. It's not that bad. It really isn't.
My name's Jeff Bernard. I'm from Denver, Colorado.
And how's the market there?
The market in Denver is improving, and that perhaps is bucking national trends. And we have neighborhoods that have experienced significant increases in capital appreciation over the past, probably the past year and a half.
How's the market in Houston?
Well, like the rest of the country, it's slow, but we're not as bad as everybody else.
Oh, really? Because everyone else is saying that. So you're okay. Your business
well, we're not
is okay.
Okay. It could be better. I mean, it could be better.
We're okay.
I always say we could be better.
No, we're okay. We're doing okay.
That's Jaime Chacon and Stella Carrion from Houston, Texas. So after getting a nonstop rosy assessment from every corner of the United States, I turned to a Canadian for a reality check.
How is it in Canada? It's awesome.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let me just stop it right here because every single real estate person we have talked to here
said it was awesome.
Yeah. Saying the problem somewhere else, but not in their town. And I'm talking Fargo, North Dakota, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Florida, California. So I'm just wondering, I don't know if anyone here at this convention said, if the media ever asks you a question, say it's good.
No, we just happen to be like that by nature.
And so for another perspective, Alex, we decided to leave the casino, the Venetian, where all the realtors are saying everything is hunky-dory, and go outside to the streets of Las Vegas to see what's happening in the neighborhoods.
My name is Joe Ilucci from Prudential Americana and Vegas REO Services. We actually have 16 houses on the market. These yellow ones are REO, and these pink ones are short sales. So the pink ones are in foreclosure, these five.
What's REO?
REO's bank owned. They've already been foreclosed and back to the bank. So to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 16 listed on the market are bank owned already. They're already foreclosed on. And the other five are on their way. So the other five are in default and listed for short sales. So that's
11 out of 16?
Yeah. That's a pretty good number, isn't it?
For you.
And that's just one subdivision.
So you're busy.
I'm real busy. Busier than I've ever been.
Joe, where are we right now? We're standing in a subdivision near Las Vegas. Behind me, I can see a few of the casinos. And right in front of me, there's a house with a for sale sign and an auction sign that says bid now on it.
I'd say most of the homes in this zip code probably range less than 3 years old. So it's a newer growing area. And again, as you can see next to us, there's a big lot where more new homes will be built right across from us. So it's not like it's stopping. Eventually, you know, we'll have more and more homes going up.
Who's buying these homes?
Well, you know, in the past, our markets, 60% of our markets come from California, and they were California buyers. I'd have to say probably of that 60%, obviously at least 80 of it were investors.
And by investors, do you mean small investors or institutional investors, REITs or?
Smaller investor groups. I mean, when the market was great here 2-3 years ago, someone could, and we had it all the time, a buyer will fly in from California, they'll come from the airport into our office. Well, not particularly my office, but into a real estate office. They'll go out to a new home track. They'll bring three checks. They'll leave $3,000, $1,000 for each house. They'll buy three houses at, let's say, $250. The builder raises the fees, $20,000, $30,000 a phase. By the time the house is built, the house is worth $175,000 or $200,000 more than you contracted out. You close on your house, you sell it. You go to the next sales track. So there were a lot of a lot of flips in our market, and it was an insane way to make money. So a lot of people made a lot of money, but unfortunately a lot of people came late into the market, and what they did was, you know, they purchased the same two or three houses that the friend did, and they caught it at the top of the decline, and you know, there were no flipping the houses. So
Joe, do you ever come to one of these homes and you ring the doorbell and inside is a family, a desperate family who has nowhere to go?
We had a property back in I think it was in the middle of the summer, and we went and we did the occupancy check, and I knocked on the door, and nobody answered. I left my little note on, you know, the house has been foreclosed on, it's been gone back to the bank, and contact me for relocation assistance. And the gentleman called within probably about 20 minutes, and he said to me, you know, it can't be, you know, it can't be. I just, you know, I have a lease, and I just painted, and I just moved in, and I prepaid my rent for 6 months, and I gave 2 months security, and I paid a pet security, and, you know, I what do I do, and who's going to give me that money back? And he was in there for 2 weeks, actually, so it was probably a bad scenario for him, at least.
So how much has this house here cost, and how far has it dropped?
This one right now, I have it listed for $216. I think we were originally at $247, so we came from $247 down to $216.
What's the likelihood you're going to get $216 for this? I mean, because we're standing here in front of a row of empty houses. A lot of them are for sale.
Right.
How much lower could it get?
Chances are it's going to go lower. I hate to say it, but some of my California buyers that come in, they'll come in and say, I don't want to buy a used home when I could buy a new home. And it happens.
But used for 3 years or less in this case.
And a lot of these homes were never even lived in. They were bought as an investment, whether it were a rental or a flip. So most of my vacant newer homes were never lived in.
This train has construction equipment on it. Construction equipment to build houses?
To build more houses, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, they're hauling it from one side of town probably to the other. But, yeah, I mean, there are so many new homes going up, and again, it's adding to the inventory.
So you're saying that this is a good market for you?
For me, it is.
And a good market for someone who wants a buying opportunity?
Absolutely. I think if you're a good buyer, I think now's the time.
Joe Ilucci, thank you, and thank you for showing us around your properties, your vacant properties here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for interviewing me. It was a pleasure.
That's Joe Ilucci. He's a real estate agent who specializes in selling bank-owned homes in Las Vegas.